Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel's security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Wednesday, the 27th of May, 2026, at 9:34 Israel time, 6:34 Israel time, 6:34 UTC. Hamas military chief killed as Israel intensifies Lebanon strikes and US-Iran talks continue. May 27th, 0634, UTC 0934, Israel morning edition. Bottom line up front. Israel confirmed it killed Hamas's new military chief, Mohammed Oda, in a Gaza City strike overnight, just 11 days after his predecessor was eliminated. At the same time, Israeli airstrikes across southern Lebanon killed at least 31 people in what the military described as one of the heaviest nights of bombardment since the April ceasefire. Hezbollah responded with rocket barrages and more than 15 explosive drones aimed at northern Israel and openly threatened to topple the Lebanese government. On the diplomatic track, U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said negotiations with Iran could take a few days, even as Tehran condemned recent American strikes near Bandar Abbas as a ceasefire violation. Now turning to the regional sections. In Iran, the talks in Qatar continue through intermediaries, with Rubio projecting a deal within days. An Israeli official told the Jerusalem Post that Supreme Leader Mojaba Khamenei is difficult to reach, reportedly in a secure location and recovering from injuries, which is slowing responses. Iran, meanwhile, condemned the recent US strikes on missile sites and mine-laying boats near Bandar Abbas as a gross violation of the ceasefire, and the Revolutionary Guard's aerospace commander said Iran is prepared to respond. Calling diplomacy pure loss, Iranian officials expressed deep suspicion of US intentions, saying the strikes validated their skepticism. On the rhetoric front, Supreme Leader Khamenei called Israel a cancerous tumor approaching its demise, echoing his father's language. Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar mocked the statement as sounding familiar. Elsewhere, Kazakhstan's president met with IAEA chief Rafael Grossi and expressed readiness to assist in resolving the Iran nuclear issue contingent on international agreements. And Iran's president and Tajikistan's president called for expanded economic and cultural ties. In Lebanon, beyond the headline death toll, the IDF said it hit more than 100 Hezbollah infrastructure sites and fighters. Strikes targeted the Bekaa Valley, including Mashkara and southern villages, with new evacuation orders issued for several South Lebanon communities. Hezbollah's attacks on Israel included rockets fired at Kiryat Shmona and other northern communities, though one projectile fell in an open area without injuries. The group claimed a rocket barrage targeting Israeli soldiers near Za'atar and an Israeli vehicle in Bin Jabal. The IDF released footage of an airstrike eliminating a Hezbollah operative who was retrieving a drone that posed a threat to troops in southern Lebanon. Israeli warplanes also flew at low altitude over southern villages and broke the sound barrier over Bar el-Belbek. And Hezbollah openly threatened to topple the Lebanese government and warned of a return to civil war as Israel expanded its strikes. The group's military media released a drone attack video dedicated to the martyrs of Iran's Minab school. In Gaza, the killing of Mohammed Oda in the Rinal neighborhood marks the second decapitation of Hamas's military wing this month. Hamas-affiliated media reported Oda died along with his wife and sons, and his body was found dismembered. Prime Minister Netanyahu and Defense Minister Katz vowed to continue pursuing everyone who took part in the October 7th massacre. Meanwhile, Gaza officials say Israel has committed more than 3,000 violations since the ceasefire began 227 days ago, resulting in hundreds of deaths and severe aid restrictions. And Palestinians in Gaza prepared for Eid al-Adha under warlike conditions with shortages of food and livestock. On the multilateral track, Ireland is pushing to pass a ban on goods from Israeli settlements in the occupied West Bank by mid-July, despite pressure from Israel and US lawmakers. And the Global Sumud Flotilla alleged that a US-built naval vessel was used as a floating prison during an Israeli maritime interception and called for a US investigation. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend. The tempo of kinetic operations has accelerated sharply across both Lebanon and Gaza compared to the prior 7 days. In Lebanon, the overnight toll of 31 killed marks a significant escalation from the previous pattern of single-digit casualties and limited drone exchanges. The protagonist set has expanded. Israel is now simultaneously decapitating Hamas's military leadership in Gaza while conducting large-scale strikes deep into Lebanon. And Hezbollah has escalated from sporadic drone attacks to volleys of over 15 drones and open threats against the Lebanese government. The US-Iran diplomatic track, which dominated the prior window, is now competing with a multi-front Israeli offensive. The shape of this window is a widening of the conflict's geographic and political scope. On the information environment, Israel is pushing a narrative of relentless pursuit of Hamas leaders and Hezbollah infrastructure, framing the Gaza assassination and Lebanon strikes as defensive and retaliatory. This is winning in US and Israeli media. Hezbollah is counter-framing with a narrative of resistance and sacrifice, releasing drone attack videos and threatening the Lebanese government to portray itself as both victim and defiant actor. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest in the US-Iran talks. Rubio's optimistic timeline clashes with Iran's condemnation of US strikes as a ceasefire violation. And the underlying evidence of continued kinetic activity suggests the diplomatic track is a parallel fiction. The Iranian camp's framing of US duplicity is being ignored by Western outlets focused on the deal's progress and the synthesis. The simultaneous decapitation of Hamas's new military chief and the massive escalation in Lebanon are not separate operations, but a coordinated Israeli campaign to degrade Iran's proxies before a potential US-Iran deal constrains its freedom of action. The timing, 11 days after the previous Hamas chief's death and amid Rubio's projection of a deal within days, suggests Israel is racing to shape the battlefield before diplomacy freezes the status quo. A counter-reading is that the Lebanon escalation is a direct response to Hezbollah's drone surge, not a pre-deal window exploitation. However, the breadth of targets, over 100 sites, and the political threat to the Lebanese government indicate a strategic design beyond tit-for-tat aimed at altering the proxy landscape before negotiations conclude. And to wrap up the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions, three indicators to watch. First, check Sentinel. One, imagery over Bandar Abbas port for changes in IRGC vessel dispersal patterns and mine laying boat presence since the US strikes. Second, monitor flight radar 24 for Iranian military transport flights between Tehran, Mehrabad, and Bandar Abbas, particularly IRGC affiliated Puya Air, to detect unusual troop or equipment movements. Third, track the posting cadence of the Hezbollah-affiliated Telegram channel, military media of the Islamic Resistance, for drone attack claims and video releases, noting any shift in frequency or tone. Now the predictions. Through the status quo lens, within 48 hours, Hezbollah will launch another volley of at least 10 drones at northern Israel, causing no fatalities but triggering Israeli airstrikes on southern Lebanon. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange. And before the end of the week, the US and Iran will announce a framework agreement in Qatar, though details on nuclear and proxy constraints will remain vague. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, Within 24 hours, an Israeli airstrike on a Hezbollah leader in Beirut will kill a senior figure, prompting Hezbollah to fire medium-range rockets at Haifa with low confidence. Within 72 hours, Iran will conduct a ballistic missile test in the Gulf of Oman, framing it as a response to US ceasefire violations, causing a temporary suspension of talks. And by Friday, Hezbollah will make good on its threat and withdraw from the Lebanese government, triggering a political crisis that leads to clashes in Beirut between Hezbollah and Lebanese army units with low confidence. That concludes this Sitrep. For more, visit sitrepisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_Sitreps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.